prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22 verse 3. Proverbs 22 verse 3 is one of the profound scriptures. It reveals why many constantly face life's challenges and why some escape them. Indeed, the Bible tells us, "Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble," Job 14 verses 1. However, the Bible also confirms to us that certain troubles can be avoided by gaining a heart of wisdom which will enable us to perceive danger and take refuge, but the simple do not possess such a heart. As a result, they keep going and get punished with suffering. In many places in the book of Proverbs, the Bible speaks of the fate of the righteous and the wicked, but in Proverbs 22 verse 3, it is quite obvious that the Bible speaks of the fate of wise people and that of the simple. So, the punishment for not looking ahead to perceive danger and taking refuge could be for anyone regarded as simple. The question is, who are the simple? The simple are those not committed to seeking wisdom but taking life with levity. William MacDonald defined the simple as naive, impressionable people who are open to all kinds of good and bad influences. Mind you, the simple could be Christians who attend church services regularly and vow not to defile themselves with the king's portion but are not committed to receiving the fullness of wisdom. This category of Christians loves the Lord indeed, but they are naive when it comes to having an understanding of the cosmos and biblical principles of dealing with the world's people. Jesus knew wisdom is inevitable, that was why he said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves," Matthew 10 verse 16. Indirectly, Jesus was saying, wisdom is needed to survive amid wolves. We are regarded as sheep that should be harmless as doves, but we need wisdom, so we won't be devoured by wolves in sheep's clothing. Whether you like it or not, many people are wolves in sheep's clothing. This is why Scripture says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it?" Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The earlier we understand this, the better for us. Many believers haven't discovered that the fear of God is the foundation of godly wisdom, not the fullness of it. If we fail to attain the other levels of wisdom, which are understanding and knowledge, we will be taken for granted and face different challenges in this wicked world. That is why the Bible says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding," Proverbs 4 verse 7. Wisdom here is called the fear of God. Still, the Bible tells us that even though the fear of God is the principal thing, ensure you get understanding. "I value and cherish the fear of the Lord." That is why I encourage every believer to live a life of brokenness, which means a life that is dead to the flesh. Certainly, brokenness is extremely important to please the Lord. However, brokenness without wisdom will make you suffer a needless pain in this wicked world. So, as you trust God to live a life of brokenness, seek wisdom so that you won't become a sheep ready to be slaughtered by the wolves of this world. I can assure you walking on the path of wisdom will avert over 90% of problems because, through wisdom, you can avoid dangers and win other required battles of life. The Bible tells us, "For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety," Proverbs 24 verse 6. Walking on the path of wisdom doesn't mean you won't face trials in life. Of course, you will, but the challenges that will come your way are the ones that will prepare you for the next level, which you will have the strength to overcome, not the ones that weigh you down and make you experience stunted growth. Without God's wisdom, one may venture into the wrong business or career, which will waste time and resources. Also, without God's wisdom, one will likely abuse strategic relationships God has prepared for one's elevation. Moreover, without God's wisdom, one may get it wrong at the junction of marriage, and once a man or a woman gets it wrong at that junction, his or her problems get compounded. As a result, certain things they shouldn't have smelled in life become a daily occurrence. Many who have become a thorn in our flesh could have been ostracized long ago before they started inflicting pain if we had walked in the fullness of wisdom. But unfortunately, many sincere Christians suffer such pain because they fail to walk on the path of godly wisdom. I have decided never to judge any human because no matter what I know, I still know in part. No person on earth can explain every situation, no matter how gifted they are. However, I have strong burdens for the people of the Lord because it doesn't sound well when believers get to the point of doubting and questioning the integrity of the Lord because of their predicaments. Due to the Lord's faithfulness, He opened my eyes to a verse of the Bible that answered the questions in my heart regarding this situation. Hear what the Bible says. A man's own folly subverts his way, yet his heart rages against the Lord, Proverbs 19 verse 3. To subvert means to cause downfall, ruin, or destruction. This clearly shows if a child of God walks in foolishness, his folly will be responsible for his downfall, ruin, or destruction, yet his heart will rage against the Lord. He will blame God for all the negative happenings in his life, not knowing that his folly is responsible for them. I have been through a lot, so I understand that a life of pain and struggle is unpleasant. My heart bleeds whenever I see people, especially children of God, going through unpleasant situations. Many have prayed and fasted to have a change of story, but unfortunately, the situation remains the same. They resorted to blaming God and asking God questions because they got no results after praying and fasting. Many did not serve God again because certain events did not go as expected, and they felt disappointed in God. Indeed, I feel their pain, but the Bible tells us there's no unrighteousness in God. He cannot be blamed for whatever happens to humans. If we are honest with ourselves, we will discover that most problems can be traced to a lack of wisdom. So, we should be committed to seeking wisdom so that we will not be confronted with unnecessary battles. In conclusion, the wisdom of God is one of the provisions God has made available to journey through life. Ignoring it will be at one's peril. So, if you lack wisdom, run back to God to be filled with godly wisdom and be willing to pay the price to operate in the fullness of wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him, James 1 verse 5.